Hey, look at us.
Hey, Vixie.
Hey, Rovi.
I see something new.
What is that?
On you.
What is that?
Is it a glow or can you raise your hands? Let me see. There's something different about you. Wow. There's something on your finger. I'm really confused about. What is that?
You're confused. Explain that. Are you talking about my wedding band? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, you got a wedding band. What is it? Let me see, Gua.
Well, you know, it doesn't bling. It's just, it doesn't bling.
Well,
but
it's still nice.
Wowzer. Well,
unlike
Cardi, I cook and I clean, okay?
So. I believe that. Congrats, Vixie.
Thank you.
Is that why you've been missing all of these months?
Well, it's not just about me, yeah. Okay? We have been missing. This is not just a me thing. I've been occupied with life events as things happen. But nah, I'm out here. I'm here. I'm a married man as of a few months ago.
Congratulations!
Thank you. It was a great event that happened. And, you know, this year has had its ups and downs, but that was definitely an up. I'll say that. So
I am glad to hear that. I'm here for black love. I'm here for black men and commitment. That's for sure. And I'm happy you're one of those men who did it. Specifically black men and commitments. Yes, I'm here for it. Because you know it's not out there in these streets.
Wowzers.
You know that. You know that.
I, as one who has previously been in the streets, a former street member.
That was fake.
What do you mean that was fake?
In your heart, Vixen, in your heart, you were never destined to be a wild fuckboy. That wasn't in your heart.
I had fuckboy tendencies at the time.
Yeah, but you're not one. You're not one to your core. So you are engraved in love, happiness, commitment, and security. So take that. I'm giving you your pedestal, and you are a strong black man in love, so high five for that.
I love this energy that's coming across from you. I love it so much.
I've evolved. What are you talking about?
This is evolution. And past the...
I've always evolved. What are you talking about?
Well, this wasn't always the tone, but I'll accept it for what it is because this is a good version of Rove. This is the Rove that I know.
Of course.
I know was always there, but this is the Rove that I know. And I'll accept it in every form.
Of course you can and will.
All right. Sophisticated ignorance.
You slide it right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right, here we go again. But yeah, you know, let's dive into our episode, shall we?
Yes. Welcome to everyone who's listening in today. We're going to take a very, very deep dive into something that's near and dear to the both of us.
Well, wait
more
a minute.
More so me.
I'm
more
sorry.
More so me.
More yes, so me. But before we get into that, I am so rude, and I realize we haven't done this in so long. Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance. I'm Vixen J.
Oh, yes. I forgot my name, too. But today I'm feeling extra spicy. It's your girl, Rovi, here.
Yes.
Wow.
We forgot to introduce ourselves. Or reintroduce ourselves. Or reintroduce ourselves. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. All right.
We've done this too many times. But it's not about how many times we've reintroduced ourselves. It's the fact that we're still here. That's it.
That's right. That 100% agree. 100%
that
agree.
Being said, Rovi, I think this topic's a very special, special place in your heart. So I'm going to let you...
In our hearts, you know, now that you are a married man, you know...
I don't understand. What does that have to do with the topic?
Now that it deals with a lot with the topic. Now that you're a married man, you see on a lot of the social media platforms how a lot of people are, you know, shaming different types of couples who venture into the world of the carnival section and say, hey, you shouldn't participate in carnival because you are married and that's disrespectful to your spouse. So that has been a very big kind of hot topic, you know, especially with Chance and, you know, our forever, you know, cousin Chloe out there doing what she got to do with her sexy body gal. One thing that I wanted to go back and, you know, bring up the history of carnival with, you know, our people, with people who were taken from one land and bring into the other, and now we are ridiculed at the expense of trying to show ourselves away from emancipation of slavery. So that's one thing I wanted to, you know, go back in and rewind and circle back to what the essence of carnival actually entails. I know right now everybody wants to just see the pretty costumes, the new music, the food,
yeah, they
the dancing,
fall into the aesthetic of it,
everything. But the history behind it, I don't think a lot of people really have looked into it. And, you know, even myself and I would say some of my friends, we haven't really dived into that because that's not exposed into our history books as well, too, when we're growing up learning about different types of cultures. So...
Right. I mean, I know every time I've been to carnival, and for me, I'm very much a carnival novice. Like, I've only been to the one in New York, which is, you know, everyone knows Labor Day if you're in Brooklyn or in New York City. So that's the only one that I've been to. I know there's others all over the world and different islands and countries. So, you know, it was never like every time we would go to the Parkway, my parents are like, oh, yes, do you know why we do this? ABC. That was never the case. Mm-hmm. It was just like, hey, get dressed, we're leaving to go to the Parkway, stand here and watch the bands go by. I just knew that it was always an important part of my culture, but never, there was never an opportunity to like look back and do history and research. I mean, of course I know better now, but you know, when I was a kid, it was just like, just wake your ass up and come, let's go to this Parkway and see the bands. And you're hungry.
It was just passed down.
Exactly.
Inherently just passed down to us. You have to do this. You have to do that. So yeah. I wanted to also dive in. Like, my parents definitely, you know, they gave me a brief oversight of what it actually entailed. And, you know, I grew up in Grenada, so I saw a lot of the political mindset behind it, whether or not they wanted to vote for someone or didn't vote for someone. Or they would carry, I would ask, why is somebody carrying around a whole toilet seat or a stove? Like, what is it fighting for? But it represents, hey, we're not getting enough power into our house, or we're not getting electricity to source our own things. Like, it's deeper meaning instead of just jokey things. But, you know, as Black people, we always joke about the seriousness of things. So I wanted to go in and begin talking about, you know, carnival. First, it was originated as a pagan festival in ancient Egypt, which is subsequently celebrated by the Greeks and then the Romans. It was adopted by the Roman Catholic Church, and then it became the festival of carne, like meat, vol. Can you believe that? As the words were broken down, it excluded. This is first. They stole it from us after we started dancing to it. The Roman Catholics excluded the African slaves from the carne veil. Get it? Okay, I'll bring it back full circle.
from the festival,
and they had lavish masquerade balls. And once the African slaves were freed from emancipation to the Caribbean slaves then transformed the carne vale into carnival to celebrate the end of slavery. So it was a new culture derived from the African heritage in a new setting that went to all cities all over the world. And you know, the carnivale word was meaning from flesh, and it's also meaning from grass. From that, it was incorporated into the Catholic calendar, which, you know, I know you went to church, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar, yes.
So the point of it was because the carne was feasted on different days. So on Sunday, usually that's the Damash Gras, which is usually a celebration with, right now it's translated into old time soca, a lot of political soca. That Sunday night, it's like the last lap before we do anything kind of show. That's translated into that. I think a lot of people just go, oh, we go into the Damash Gras to see old soca musicians perform, but that's not what it's really tied down into. It's from the historical facts of, on Sunday, we feast on the flesh that we have always tried to get from our European counterparts to celebrate the emancipation of slavery.
Right.
Then on Monday, we do Lundi Gras. And then on Tuesday, of course, you know, it's Mardi Gras before Ash Wednesday. So all of this stems from the first Roman Catholic and Egyptian words that we had that, you know, had a spectacle and fantasy with different types of political commentary. Now, the first carnival took place in the 18th century on the island of Trinidad and Tobago. This is why a lot of people align carnival with Trinidad and Tobago, because it's one of the first countries to implement the carnival, and also with a ritual called Canons Brulés, which means sugarcane burning. At that time, a tradition known as Cambolé, which is a nighttime procession that is used to gather slaves together to start burning sugar cane of the neighbor's plantation to put out different fires. During that time, the drumming was also accompanied from Yoruba religion back in Africa, and it's called Shango. My grandmother used to talk about Shango beat, Shango rhythm. It's all now trickled down into the music that we listen to today. So when you're going down the street, chipping, this is where it all stems from the drum procession when we do Cambolé at night. Not just throwing paint in the middle of the day or just being in juve. It comes from, you know, everyone's fighting to make sure that emancipation is here to stay. We're burning down these sugar canes. They can't fuck with us no more. We are going to make a claim for ourselves. In that time, they also had a lot of stick fighters as well, too. They provided different types of fierce songs, confidence, bravados. Females really didn't do stick fighting. It was more of a bravado of men to show who's most powerful. Very warrior style. And the stick fighters would later defend people. This is something that was new to me. They would defend the people who wanted to shut carnival down with the same stick fighting dances that they did. So it was also a art form, but also a tactical standpoint to prevent people who wanted to shut carnival down. So we have the sticks. Of course, when you're playing Pretty Mask, like, you know, you see Rihanna, Nicki with feathers and Pretty Mask. Those sticks represent us still trying to fight for our freedom. You know, just a representation that, you know, no one can cross the line or try to enslave, you know, Caribbean people again. So, you know, a lot of people always say, oh, I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to pay for that. That's too expensive. But they fought for us so we can jump up and masquerade and show the colors, show our sticks and everything like that. Lastly, the songs that we're listening today is not just jump and wave, shake your ass, all of that. They are transcendent from the meaning lived in the experiences of folklore and retelling stories of what happened in the past. Exactly. Now, I know that a lot of things have been watered down, and don't get me wrong, I love a good I love a good jam song. I go jump if I want to jump. I love everything like that. But there's also songs that try to reel us back into the purpose of what we are trying to represent as a Caribbean culture as well, too. So many of the calypso and soca songs still carry themes of rebellion, empowerment, and social commentary, just like Calypso Rose's song, one of my favorite, Leave Me Alone, that came out recently in 2016. Chalk Dust, My Way of Protest, I know you know none of these songs, released in 1977.
Look, I know what I know, and I don't know what I don't know. I'm not going to admit anything, okay?
There's one last song that you should know. Macho Montano's Famale was also a carry theme of social commentary, togetherness, and empowerment of Caribbean people. And, you know, we get, you know, sideswiped by the lyricism, the rhythm, the beats, the music. But to its core, a lot of the soca music always brings us home and says, hey, we love our country so much. We are so proud of where we're from, whether it's St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Grenada, Antigua, Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, whatever country you are from, they are sure to share their pride. And that's one thing that I've loved about Carnival. Like, the celebration just shows us the tradition of pre-emancipation to the rebellions, the meaning of celebrating our freedom, remembering our past, and also just making sure that we continue the celebration of freedom for the entire Caribbean and the Caribbean diaspora across the world. What I really want to hone in on is that we still try to remember the history behind Carnival, because as you said, with social media, it gets diluted very easily. Like, we get hung up on what colors the costume should be, or why this song isn't Road March of the Year, or if a celebrity comes, are they trying to, you know, culture jack our culture and just do it for the movement? You know what I mean? Like, everything is so magnified now with social media. I think that it's really vital for us to bring back what Carnival does mean to Caribbean people as a culture.
Yeah, 1,000%. Thank you for that history lesson. Look at you.
But it's true.
I mean, it's true though.
It's true though.
Yo, you'd be surprised. Even people in our culture probably didn't know half of these things. And you could say it's 2023. It's 2023. How could people not know? But there's a lot of things that we weren't brought up to just know as first nature or second nature, I should say. So, you know, these things are important just to, as a reminder, or for those who don't know, these are things that, especially in a Caribbean household, should be passed down to one's children. You know, if you are deciding to participate in Carnival, even if it's just, you know, someone like me who was born here and have Caribbean parents and have that culture in him, but the first exposure to Carnival is just like the one moment, right? I mean, these are things that should really be ingrained. And, you know, it's unfortunate that generationally, because, you know, I used to, when I used to go to Labor Day, this was back in like the 90s, early 2000s. I used to go with my parents, and then I went by myself and my other family members, you know, to play Mass. And, you know, as I said, I never really had an understanding of the history. I just knew that was important. And now translate to now, where, you know, I don't really go to Carnival like that anymore. But, you know, I think it's still important that people that do go respect and understand its history. And as you said, Rove, with social media, and for those who are outside of that culture, they only see the visuals of, oh, people in these outfits or these garments, and they only see, you know, it from a lens of, oh, these people are dressing up, and, you know, that's how people tend to misconstrue it. And then they dress up in these costumes for like Halloween, for example, or other things, and they treat it as a level of entertainment and not culturally for what it is, right? You know, cultural appropriation 101. So, I mean, it's really important to know these things. And I feel like, sadly, for those who are outside the culture, even if they did know, I think they still wouldn't understand, and it will still try to incorporate it in some way that's outside the culture. And that's why we get mad when people like Kim Kardashian or a Chloe Bailey could, you know, say, oh, first time at Carnival, and then they pull out a costume, and then people aren't even seeing them as, oh, they're trying to represent or respect the culture. Now it's like, oh, I'm just doing it because it's a fun thing to do and check it off my bucket list. You know what I mean?
But that's important. Like you said, like, even as a child, you know, I see a lot of my friends who have children now who put them into Kitty's Carnival, and mm-hmm. I am all for it. That's also just rebranding the culture. But again, there's nothing explained. Right now, it's just fun, and I get it, they're kids. It's just fun. You know, we're jumping up in costumes, we're dancing in the street. It's just a fun time. But in a parallel light, I can see, you know, a lot of, you know, Native Americans and a lot of Indian cultures, subcultures, they start telling their children about their culture from even before they can even speak and talk. So why can't we continue that in a sense? You know, if you are so ingrained, especially firstborn, you know, children from the Caribbean, you know, we just come, oh, we have an American dream and we try to implement Caribbean culture. But do, in essence, do we really know exactly what it is other than just the traditions of cleaning the house on Saturday mornings or going to church or, you know, those kinds of traditions? Why exactly are we getting ready to jump and enjoy carnival? Not just because we worked all week and we're tired and we just want to free up ourselves. We could do that on any Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There should be a elemental reason within our culture, and I'm not blaming Kim Kardashian or Khloe. They are ignorant. They don't know better. But we as a culture should know better that we are trying to fight, you know, the emancipation and reclaim our freedom for slavery in all seriousness. Because then it transcends into the police don't care about carnival, or you see the one police officer winding up and the rest of them is like, oh yeah, well, this is how they always act on Labor Day. No. If everyone is more cultured and they understand Jewish traditions, they understand every other culture's traditions, but we are always questioned and we are always looked at less than, or say things like, oh, it's so vulgar for you to dance like that in the street, which is not appropriate at all, because you can't tell someone how they can express themselves. If they express themselves by dancing a certain way, that's how they're going to do it. Whether or not you deem it as vulgar or not, that's on the reflection of you. But in that essence, we need to also hone in on why are we doing these things? Why are we doing this? We're not just going to just say, oh, it's vacation, we're just going to have fun and jump up. I just want to experience carnival. Why are you experiencing carnival? People work hard for this. They are burning down sugar canes for this. They are fighting people with sticks for this. Like, seriously, it's deep rooted, but it's also a little bit watered down because people don't, in essence, remember why we are celebrating such freedom. We have a chance to do this. Let's continue the tradition. Not having, oh, this band did not even do anything with their feathers this year, or front line looked messed up because they didn't have a good backpack. These are the conversations that I'm hearing. I'm like, so that's why you want to be in carnival?
Because at the end of the day, once the aesthetics of it overrides the tradition. The aesthetics override the tradition of it all, right? Because once again, we're caught up with the visual. We're caught up with what it looks like. We're caught up with all these things. And, you know, once again, it's not to say every year there is a... It's not like anyone is, you know, on a truck reminding everyone of the history of carnival so people have it fresh in mind. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, look at the costume. Oh, yeah, that don't look good. Or, oh, you know, this band doesn't win this year because they don't have the right stuff. Or whatever the politics. You know, we've interjected the politics when it comes to carnival. It's nobody else. It's not anybody from the outside. We've interjected it because we've allowed outside standards of what looks good or what is acceptable or what makes sense into the carnival culture, and that's what kind of muddies it up when it should be... I don't even think there should be contest. I mean, it should just be everyone comes as they are, they represent themselves as is, and we recognize everyone, you know, that's a part of that process. But I guess the concept of, like, contest and, you know, making it a certain thing kind of... I think it kind of skews the whole point of it, you know, in my opinion. You know, of course people should be recognized for their efforts when it comes to the celebration, but I think making it a competition, for example, doesn't exactly help with really keeping the tradition or keeping the value of what it means.
Yeah, that's...
But then again, I'm only a Labor Day kid, so I mean, what do I know? I've never been to Carabana, never been to Crop.
Well, you need to get out there. You need to get out there. You don't get me wrong. I love to be, you know, a little bit inebriated.
You've been accustomed. You've masqueraded before, so you've been on the front lines.
I've masqueraded in a bunch of... I've been on the front lines, yes, in my carnival era. Yes, I did it. I also did it because... I also did short knee as well as two, because that's something that I wanted to do. funny story. When I was in Grenada, my mother did not want me to do short knee because guess what? Short knee represented rebellion, people who were bad men, people who didn't want to listen to authority or government. Right. So that was the historical context behind it. But she wouldn't explain that to me. It was only until I was maybe 21, 22, where I said, hey, I want to play short knee. Short knee was a very male-dominated type of costume because, you know, it's the fabric plus the short trousers. You wear bells around your ankles and shoes. A mask is usually made from, like, bamboo leaves with face painted on it. And you throw powder. All of this, you just think it's just a regular costume, but there's, again, a historical context behind it. These would be people who are rebelling against different types of political movements. They would wear these bells on their feet, walk in the night so people could hear them. This is like the illusions of like ninjas and spies and stuff. You walk down with about 50 people walking with bells on their ankles. Everybody shook. They not leaving their house because you know short knee jab is coming. They have the powder in the face. It's supposed to be a mystique of you not seeing when the attack is coming. So all of those things go into the mindset of those people who play short knee now. Like, move ahead into the 2010s. People just think short knee is fun. You just throw powder in people's faces with weird masks on. But yeah. The history behind it was a stealth attack to protect, you know, all slaves from being enslaved again. I mean, I had fun. Don't get me wrong. Of course. When I was on the parkway, I was scaring grown men because they were like, what's this? And because it's just the face. The face don't move. It's just like a painted face. You hear the bells. But I just used to love how they used to jump in unity. They used to throw powder in unity. It just like was one big group. And it felt so good to be a part of something like that. I mean, right. Yeah, it was a part of a rebellion, of course. And it was bad mounting straight up forward. But that is how our people united together to overcome all our adversities. So
now take all that, what you just said, and now translate it to somebody who is predominantly American and raised in that type of culture and seeing it from the outside. They're not going to understand what that is. So
not going to understand at all.
They're going to go to Carnival and think, oh, you know, throwing powder, throwing oil, throwing paint and all that is just like, wild. Why would they do that? Oh, it's so messy, and oh, I can't participate in that. Look how they're carrying on. You know what I'm saying? But once again, without having that level of cultural reference, you're going to think this is just...
And awareness, yep.
Right, awareness. You're just going to think, oh, these niggas are just acting up and acting out, and oh, it's dangerous. And once again, I think those are just the American... And I'm not trying to take shots at those who were born here in the United States, because I was too. But, you know, once again, unfortunately, that carnival, the carnival mentality gets twisted when it's seen mm-hmm. less as a cultural celebration and more of, oh, people just outside, this is time to you know, act up and get in trouble. So, you know, throughout the years, unfortunately, you know, carnival has been watered down based on people from the outside coming in, and I feel like they infiltrate the meaning of it by you know, acting up and doing things outside of what the unity and togetherness is supposed to mean. But I feel like, you know, for those who still go, like, as we're recording this, my sister is in Caravana right now and she's having a grand old time. I'm slightly jelly, but you know what I'm saying is, like, you know, and she's older than me, but for that, she understands the notion of, yo, this is a celebration, this is, you know, having fun, going out there, celebrating your culture and having a good time. So yeah, I mean, it really depends on who you talk to about it and how they receive it. But I'm really happy that I was raised at least to appreciate Carnival for what it is, even though I've been to just one.
Well, now that we are here, I still want to circle back to the original question that I asked you in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now that you are a married man, and like we kind of preluded to it before, with Chance the Rapper, who went to his first carnival experience, how do you feel about married couples going and, you know, now that you know the history behind it, of people being able to express however they feel, however they dance, however they drink, and you see a married man or a married woman behaving how they want to behave on a carnival scene, would you go on the bandwagon, I guess, with social media and say it's an inappropriate thing to do?
My thoughts are, I feel that there's a lot of nuance. And I think I'm only biased because, of course, you know, I have a Caribbean background and I understand. There is certainly a difference between being respectful about it and then not knowing and then stepping outside of that, right? All right, married guy goes on the parkway, you know, with his wife. He happens to dance with somebody else that's not his wife. I feel like there's just lines, right? First of all, there has to be communication prior to where it's like, yo, we're going to a carnival. If you understand what this means, like, it's just about having fun. I'm not out here to cheat on you or be infidelious or whatever the case may be. That's not a word. But, you know what I'm saying? Just having a good time. Now, of course, you know, in a tradition of marriage, yes, you and your wife are out having a good time. Of course, you're going to have a good time together and enjoy yourselves. But in the sense of carnival, I feel like, yeah, if you bust a wine or get a wine up on somebody else for a couple of seconds, I don't think it means, oh, let's go to the divorce office.
Okay, let's go to the divorce office and cut it short. Cut it short. No.
Okay, but the clips that we've seen is not a couple seconds.
No, wait, hold on. Wait.
And before you even get at me, what about the officers who are busting a wine, huh? We never talk about them.
We're not talking about the officers right now. We're talking about how a committed man in a relationship, right? This stems back to how the media went old ham on Chance the Rapper. And you and I both know that if you just dance with someone, so let's say a nice, hefty, nice tigress woman comes to you with a big bomb C and give you a nice piece of wine for a song, not a couple of seconds, but y'all dance for a song, just chilling, drinking, or whatever. Is that something that you would think that's inappropriate?
A whole song is a different story now. One. And two, okay. It's the nature of the dance. I feel like it's the nature of the dance, the verse or the chorus of the song.
How about that? Okay. So you're telling me it's the nature of the dance and the length of time of the dance is what really is...
That's what I would
the
say.
The underlying factors.
Take my word for it, okay? Now, there's a difference between a little wine-up, you know what I'm saying, a little pelt waist, and then now you basically look like you're trying to get in this person's guts. There's two different things now. Two different things. And you know, we've both been on the parkways and streets enough to see what type of wine up people give. So we know there's a difference. There's a range. There's a little...
There's a pelt and keep moving, and then there's going to bust wine
as if this person's my life partner and have I'll this person you... parallel on the street. There's a big difference.
Hold on. I'll give you two different scenarios. So I would know differences between a liquor wine and fall in love in a club wine. I've seen both. I can't tell you who's a married man or not both times. Okay? So with that being said, I can also give you the example that my parents, when I was younger, like real young, I assume they never had a discussion about how they would act at parties. But if they go to a function, that's what the old people like to call it. Yeah. It's true.
I know.
They go to a function, they have a little drink. My dad would dance with somebody else. My mom would dance with somebody else. They would dance back together. Then they go back and they dance with whoever amongst the party. And it was never a problem. So there's two different outlooks that I see, and I'm like, is it a generational thing or is it a communication thing? Because if you go to a party, like you say, a dance is just a dance at the fete. Boom. Now, if you do something afterwards, let's link up, this, that, and the third, I think that's where the problem lies.
Of course, but see, in the context of what you're saying about Chance, all the people are seeing is a dance. No one is implying, or I guess there's implication that, he's dancing with this chick a certain way, that means he's about to cheat and they're gonna go away together. That's where,
which is absurd.
That's absurd. That's the part where I'm just like, come on, son, come on. I mean, I feel like, you know, I should be able to be in a position where it was like, all right, it's carnival, even if I'm with my partner and, you know, we're both having a good time and I dance up on somebody, that doesn't mean, oh, I love my wife less, or now I'm about to go follow whomever I just wind on, and you know what I'm saying? It's just,
let me tell you something.
But I do agree with the notion of communication where it's like, hey, if your partner's not okay with that, then that's something you don't do.
And this is why I can't be with somebody who's not Caribbean, because guess what?
No. But
if I go to a fete, I am dancing and I'm jamming on somebody.
Okay.
Just for the
right,
fun of it.
Because there's a cultural understanding there.
Understanding.
Right?
But either way, that's why I have to have a Caribbean man.
But either way, there is some level of communication, whether verbal or nonverbal. You understand what I'm saying? I can't talk
exactly
for my relationship, right? But I know that
can
at least. No. I mean, I can talk for my relationship, but I'm saying in the context of other people in different relationships, regardless of the cultural makeup of relationship. Right, it's like, all right, yes, two people in a relationship that have Caribbean backgrounds, they understand what it is. Now, depending on the person, they'll understand, oh yeah, it's just a lick of wine, whatever, keep it moving. There might be someone, even with that Caribbean background, they still may not want their partner doing that, and that's just something that has to be respected regardless. But once again, it's all case by case scenarios. I would think that my partner understands the cultural reference, and then if it happens to happen, they're not going to say like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You're disrespecting our relationship, right? But once again, I'm not going on the parkway in this example and say, oh, my eyes are now on a swivel because I'm looking for the next person to wind up on. You know what I mean? So it's all
right.
Nuance. It's all levels of that. You know what I'm saying? If it happens to happen, cool. But I'm not saying, yo, my goal is I'm here as a married man, my wife is next to me, and the first thing I'm looking for is any waist to pelt on. You know what I mean? So,
well, that's different. If you have that hyena mindset, you going out and you trying to chase all kinds of bomb-C that's walking up and down the street, that's different. But if somebody,
right,
you and they just jamming and having a good time and vibing, and they just want to take a dance, you just take a dance and you move on. But
correct,
some people do not have that restraint.
People don't know when to move on. That's the big problem. They don't know when to move on. Like, read the room. And even when back then, when I used to be on the parkway pelting on somebody, I'm trying, you know, in the past, I was too thirsty.
You could dance?
I tried to. Excuse me?
Go ahead.
All right. Nope. Let's move on to the next topic.
No. We're not gonna do that. You were too thirsty.
I was too thirsty, and I thought, oh, I get a bust down on one person and now I have to follow them for the rest of the parkway. That was the first mistake. You just gotta feel the
clingy
music. You gotta feel the person.
Cling master.
Once the song is done, or once the vibe just feels like, all right, that's enough, you move on,
and keep
it pushing. Don't try to hang on to
the
person.
And walk.
Don't try to wife up the person you're whining on. It's just, it gets weird, and then you become the perv. No, thank you. But anyway, all that to say, we're getting off topic. The point being is, communicate with your partner in these type of circumstances and everything should be fine. That's
okay. Well, I'm glad that you agree with that. Listen, I just know that I'm going to have fun and I know when to bring it home. So I need whoever my partner is going to be to know that, you know.
Yeah.
Even just dancing is, there's too many sexual undertones with dancing, and I think that's the problem of the movie that I would say Dirty Dancing brought to light in the 80s, and I blame them for that. And because of that, now everybody equates dancing with sex, and that's that.
You know, they should make a Caribbean remix to that movie and call it Dutty Whining. Whew, I'd watch that one.
Okay. It's given shatas too. But I will support whatever you think would be a good send off to trying to eliminate any of the different types of stereotypes with Caribbean carnival culture.
Hey, I'm just saying it would be a smart move by whomever wants to do it. But real quick, I wanted to rattle off the carnival schedule for those who aren't aware of you know, obviously Carnival happens every year in different places. So, you know, based on what I've saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, I just saw this on a website, so. But for those
I will
who,
correct you.
For those who may not know the schedule of Carnival throughout the year, as it pertains to particularly the Caribbean islands. So in February, it's typically Trinidad and Haiti.
I've never been to Haiti's Carnival.
Well, apparently it's happening in February. In April is Jamaica. May,
blop, blop, Guyana, blop.
May, Guyana has their carnival. In July is St. Vincent and St. Lucia.
Now, wait, hold on. I think St. Martin is also in May, too, because I went to St. Martin. It's a Dutch Caribbean island.
Ah, first-hand account. Yes, you've heard it here from someone who was on the ground.
Stop it.
Now, August seems to be the most heavy carnival month. There's Toronto, which is Caribana, as we just talked about earlier. Barbados has Crop Over. Grenada has Spice Mass. And then London has Nottingham.
Woo!
So those are kind of like the main ones for this month. As I said, my sister is at Caribana right now, so wish her well.
Okay.
September, top of the month.
That sounded real salty.
No,
sounded
it's not.
Real
I mean,
salty.
As I said, I wish I was there.
Right. No,
I mean,
no. Go ahead.
I'm not salty about her. I wanted to have a good time, of course. But anyway, top of September, for those who know, as I said, New York is Labor Day, so that's on the Parkway. And then October is M-I-A-M-I, baby. Miami.
You know, I've never been to Miami Carnival.
Which is the irony. Are you even planning to
Shocking.
Go? Are you even, are you even interested of going to that carnival?
So,
now that you're a Miami
girl. I just wanted to throw out, there are also other carnivals in different other states as well, too. So I think they're trying to hone in on that as well, too. Miami Carnival, I will go one year when I want to. I've gone to different carnivals in different countries because I like to experience being back home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I want to explore every other carnival there first. I have not been to Trinidad or Crop Over. Those are my two that I really, really want to go to. And I think they're the biggest ones on my list. I've been to Spice Mass a million times. St. Lucia. Oh, I haven't been to Vinci either. I'll go to Vinci as well, too. But I do want to explore more. Bermuda is also in June. I know that that wasn't on your list as well, too. But Bermuda Carnival is coming up.
Oh, okay.
A lot of Caribbean artists are going to Bermuda for Carnival as well now, too. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Dope.
Which one are you planning to go to since you are... from Grenadian heritage, and you have not yet been to Caracou and or Grenada mainland Spice Mass Carnival. Yeah. So
there was one time I happened to be in Caracou. For those who don't know,
what
Caracou
is it called? What's it called?
Caracou.
Say it one more time in your English.
The point being is, I think there was one time I was in the area for a carnival. I can't remember what year. I must have been younger, and that's that. Moving on. So, yes.
Wow.
What is the moral of the story as it relates to what people should take away from carnival, especially for those outside of the culture?
I think the same way everybody just wants to dive in and explore new cultures and cuisines and etiquettes and locations and different types of ideologies behind cultures, we should take the lens and just look into Caribbean culture as well, too, instead of just something to just do. You know what I mean? Figure out why do we have such elaborate costumes? Why are we... interested in showing off our colors? Why are we interested in throwing paint, having sticks, using steel drums, playing music, singing, you know, at the top of our voices about emancipation, political anguish, freedom, home of our country and our pride? You know, just take a look into it. We on social media every day. It doesn't take 2 seconds to just look up why Carnival was created. That's my takeaway from it.
And if you are too lazy to Google, then use this episode as a means of doing your educations, okay? Because at the end of the day, I agree. Like, you know, being exposed to it or seeing it is one thing, but understanding why is another. And I feel like that would clear up a whole bunch of misconceptions.
You would have such a greater appreciation for it, too.
Exactly. It will clear up all those, you know, just misconceptions. And you'll appreciate it more and celebrate and have more fun with it. Because it's like, yo, I'm in Carnival or I'm taking part in Carnival because it's really important to this culture that, you know, I appreciate. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Just to throw out a disclaimer, this is only about Carnival. This is not about the pre-fet, post-fet, anything that the promoters do, nothing like that. That's nothing. This is just masks on the road. Whatever parties that y'all go to, VIP stuff, if they playing y'all, that's something else different. That is called communism. But I just want to hone in just masks on the road and Carnival and Juve and Cambouillet. That is it.
Right.
That's just
my disclaimer.
We're just talking
about the main parts. If you're going to
just
somebody's...
Just the main Carnival.
If you're
somebody
going to somebody's
thing,
little...
That's fine. If you go to Flags
for 50
versus
bucks,
rags...
Right.
Or paint versus dust. Nah, I ain't with that. We ain't... No.
Wet fat, dry fat.
I can't tell you
nothing
about
that.
That's
on you. Because that ain't got nothing to do with us, okay? Someone is trying to take your Caribbean dollar. And that's your fault. You want to go to Drunk Fat, be as free as you need to.
Oh, that,
but
that,
that, is not
that don't sound right.
What?
Jerk Fat? A Jerk Fat?
It's out there. Somebody's going to hear this shit and make it so. Let's not pull around like that.
That sounds moderately inappropriate, but.
All right. See, you're the problem. you're twisting
I'm
the
not.
Culture. You know exactly what
not.
Jerk means, okay?
Okay.
You
I'm
think
just
someone's going to? I don't even want to repeat it. Whatever. You're a bad mind. You're the bad mind one.
Yo,
here, not me.
Maybe that's okay. I know myself, but it's 2023, and I watch a lot of SVU. So
what
I
does
already
the year
know.
Have to do with anything? Yo, get out of here. Get out my face. Speaking of faces, don't you have a segment to introduce? Not introduce, but to. Razzle us with?
Do you want to go into my Queen of the Block for this week?
Yes, let's go into Queen of the Block. Queen of the Block.
This is Rovi's Queen of the Block list. This week, in essence with our theme today, I would like to block Nottingham Carnival. Yes.
Nottingham or Notting Hill?
Yes. Both of them. And I will... Notting Hill Carnival. I'm very irate about it right now, to be honest, because I'm just boiling. I'm seeing red. They are issuing citations and tickets for Carnival this year if you dance too vulgar on the Carnival Road.
It's a wine tax?
So,
oh, baby.
I'm trying to figure out what is the consensus of too vulgar for Carnival? Why would you try to implement something? One, they don't got enough funds coming in from parking fees, business taxes, metro stations that they can't find money elsewhere to attack the culture of Carnival in London by telling people that they can't be who they are and show and express themselves. Again, in reference to the history of why we are doing Carnival, what is the purpose of trying to implement that now in 2023? And if doing that moving forward, are we supposed to just walk down and chip down the road in Carnival in 2x2 lines and not move while Marshall telling me to pelt waste? And I can't do that. I could probably tick-tock from left to right. No, I don't appreciate that. What are we supposed to do when they tell me I need to bubble pump my head or I need to make a split? I can't do that because that'll be too vulgar for London to appreciate. And it kills me because I am not exposed to a lot of UK's culture. But when I see things like Top Boy or different types of different programming from the UK, they seem very, 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 very slack with their entertainment that they are broadcasting across many multiple streaming sources. But for Carnival, which is also isolated, I've never seen a Notting Hill Carnival on TV on display. Now they're trying to do a vulgar tax on Carnival. So I am blocking them until they take away this list. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but why would you want to start taxing people for dancing? And if I see anything that comes up during the Carnival and I see a police officer or any political figure jamming down the road to anything, I'm calling out Notting Hill for sure. So they blocked on my list for right now.
Yeah, until they fix their ways. Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should go and do an investigative report on it and see how vulgar is too vulgar.
Should I get a first-hand account? What are you saying? No, I mean, look, you're right. At the end of the day, taxing people for how they conduct themselves or how they dance is stupid. And once again, it's just a deafness to the culture. I think regardless of, you know, what you may feel about it, those in the culture who know, and regardless of how it looks or appears, if the two people involved know what type of dancing they're doing and they keep it moving, then why is that bothering anybody else outside of that? And for them to try to...
Because they're not doing it. Because they're not doing it.
I mean, regardless of whatever the circumstances are, if you're trying to capitalize on it by saying, oh, if you dance a certain way, we're going to charge you, yuck. Yes, definitely block them. Get out of here.
They want to be danced on like that, and nobody's dancing on them like that. That's the issue. That's the true issue.
They're probably old, dusty, crusty King's Guardsmen or some shit. Who knows?
King's Guardsmen have flavor, don't they? Yeah, you know what? I didn't do my research, so I can't say yes or no. But I'm assuming that they did have some kind of seasoning. But regardless of the point, I'm blocking them until we see what's going on and there is some kind of dancing freedom for us, you know, during Carnival. So, yeah.
All right. And that's it. That is the list for this week.
Any ending things you want to say? That are you educated now? Are you going to go to more carnivals? Are you going to see different things?
I mean, I think it would be great at some point to experience another carnival. I don't know when that will be, but when it happens, then it happens, and I'll love to see it. But once again, I think from my youth to whenever I stopped going to Labor Day, at least, I knew I got my fill of that. But not to say I got my fill of it, I don't love it anymore. I always will respect Carnival and anyone who decides to participate. So, yeah, for those who are participating in any of the carnivals coming up after this, as always, be safe, have fun, and, you know, get your wine up as you need to.
That's I agree.
I don't know. Just do your thing, what? Man. Don't be Chance the Rapper and cause people to cause an uproar on social media. I don't know what.
Oh, Lord, I don't even think he needed all of that backlash anyway. But
I mean, you see the type of platforms we're on now. You know the vibes. If somebody has characters, they'll use it in a way. So, what you gonna do?
I hear you. That's true.
Anyway, alrighty, y'all, thanks for listening. You know where to find us. Things have not changed in that regard. You could catch us on, oh my God, well, then again, social media has completely changed since the last time we recorded. There's like 9,000 different apps now. Well, we're still on Instagram, so follow us on Instagram at SI Podcast. I would say Twitter, but Twitter is being weird right now. Twitter, X, follow, don't follow. We're not really on there anymore. So Instagram. You could check us out on SoundCloud, of course, wherever we stream, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're still on those platforms to listen. Our website, SOPHIGpodcast.com, where you could listen to the episodes and ask us questions, all those things. That has not changed. So, yeah, just make sure to hit us up on our individual IGs as well. And, yeah, just, you know, listen.
Stay also, tuned. Don't forget to send us anything via email as well, too.
Yes, we do have an
email. SOPHIGpodcast@gmail.com. Vixen will be here for any types of advice, any types of suggestions you would want to hear on the show. Just email us at any time. SOPHIGpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. We are back for now. Burr, 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 burr.
Yeah.
Love it.
Big truck.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to get this off my chest. It was definitely something that's been on my mind, but you know.
Yeah, it definitely takes me back. Like, I have old YouTube videos of when I used to, of when I went on
post them.
The road.
Post them. Post them.
No. Podcast. Hence them being old, and hence them being on YouTube, IG. Where no one
Throwback
will be finding
Thursday.
I think
the audience would like to see that. So
we're not throwing anything back.
We'll send out a poll. And if you would like to see it,
throw some waste on the parkway when you're on there. Okay, thank you so much.
We will definitely do a poll, guys. And if you guys want to see it, just agree. If not, then you know you won't see it. Okay.
Well, I'll be voting on that poll, no. So you know, make sure to not vote. Thank you so much. And yeah.
All right.
We'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Ruby.
Bye.